Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Aronia berries, well, they've sort of been in the news. They're listed as a superfood by some folks. And for others, they say, Aronia, well, how is that spelled? A-R-O-N-I-A, Aronia berries. And the common name for them is actually black choke berry, not cherry. Not, you know, people know about choke cherries. The name is black choke berry. And they are a native plant of Iowa in the United States, but sort of been ignored over the years. And actually, the popularity really shot up, I think, after they've been grown and really publicized in Europe for a number of years. Well, the reason that many people are interested in them is that they have such a high nutritive value in terms of antioxidants. They are, blueberries is sort of the standard. Lots of fruits and vegetables have antioxidants in them, but blueberries are one of the highest, but aronia berries are much higher in antioxidants. So many people are saying, you know, I want some way that's sort of easy to add some nutritive value to my food, and this is a natural, relatively easy way. But some folks will attest, and a week or so ago was at the Kiwanis meeting and passed around a few aronia berries and had people taste them, and oh, I wish I'd had a camera to take pictures of the faces. They are not the kind of food, kind of berry that you just grab a handful and enjoy, because they're very astringent. They do get, over time, they get sweeter, but that sort of overpowered by the astringent flavor. So again, why would you want to use them? Well, back to the nutritive value. But you can sort of counteract that astringent flavor and use them in lots of ways. You think about, how do you use other berries? How do you use blueberries? How do you use blackberries, even strawberries, you know, any kind of berry? How do you use them in your home? Well, you can probably use aronia berries in about the same way. And the other question, and I'll come back to that in a minute, the other question you may ask is, well, where do I get them? And right now you can get fresh aronia berries at Hy-Vee, but otherwise you can buy them in frozen packages. There are nutrition supplements that are made with aronia berries grown around the country, in Europe and in here. And our closest farm is over at Missouri Valley, and they sell lots of aronia berries to various companies in addition to making some of their own products. So, aronia berries, how would you use them? As I have done some research on them and used them a bit, one of the first things you may actually want to do is freeze them if you have, you know, more than a handful, because freezing them sort of counteracts that a bit, the astringent flavor, and enhances the sweetened flavor. And they also are easier to get the juice out of it if you just want to use the juice. However, when they're fresh, you know, just throw a handful in your cereal or wherever you would use berries of another sort. Just add them a few at a time. And then you could just use them in recipes you have. If you like to make banana bread, just add a few aronia berries. You don't need to do anything to them. You could chop them up, but you don't need to do that. So think about recipes that you would ordinarily add some fruit to. Well, you could do that with aronia berries. But you can also use them as the basis for other kinds of recipes. You actually could make a pie with them. You could make an apple crisp. They're really good combined with apples. So you might add them to your apple crisp, you know, maybe leave out a bit of the apples or just add in the aronia berries and use your usual apple crisp recipe. If you would like to use the juice, just combine an equal part of apple juice with them, and I think you'll find that a good combination. Also, I'm going to give you a salsa recipe. Yeah, you'd say salsa. That doesn't sound like what you'd put a fruit in, because it has lots of vegetables in it, but I'll give that to you in a minute. Otherwise, you could make, some people make wine with them, barbecue sauce, just all kinds of things that you can make with aronia berries and get that good nutritive value out of them. Also, if you look at labels of fruit juices, you know, pick up that fruit juice you buy that has a little color in it, and down the list on the ingredients for many juices, you'll find aronia. And, of course, it's nice that it adds some nutritive value, but one of the reasons that it's used by commercial companies like that is because of the color. They are darker in color than blueberries. And if you squish them in your hand, you will end up with a kind of a purple hand. If you eat lots of them or more than, you know, one or two, you probably have a purple tongue. But that's a good kind of color. It's not one of those kinds of colorings that's just added in. It is a good kind of color to be added to those juices or other kinds of things. So here is the recipe for the salsa. And it actually was a second prize winner at the Washington Farmers Market salsa competition. Too bad it wasn't the first place, but it was the second prize winner. And I'm sure that was a large farmer's market. So you start with tomatoes. Often when you do vegetable, of course, salsa, you're going to start with tomatoes. And this one starts with 6 cups of diced tomatoes. This is going to make a pretty good size batch. Half a bunch of chopped cilantro and a half a cup of diced red peppers. These are all half cups. That's kind of nice. A half a cup of diced green peppers, half a cup of diced onion. Then add in a few jalapeno peppers if you'd like to add a little heat. And then a half a cup of chopped aronia berries. It's going to make a really pretty salsa in addition to having a good flavor. And of course, like any salsa, you can change this up however you'd like. If you don't like cilantro, you could leave that out. If you don't like those really hot peppers, you could leave those out. But, add in some other vegetable if you'd like. So again, 6 cups of diced tomatoes, half a bunch of chopped cilantro, half a cup of diced red peppers, half a cup of diced green peppers, half a cup of diced onion. And then I'm skipping to the aronia berries because that's a half a cup of chopped aronia berries, and then 3 diced jalapeno peppers if you'd like to add those. You know, and put that all together. I think it's better if it sets for a while. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the refrigerator it sets, although, you know, eventually that's how you're going to store it. But if you like it chilled, you know. But saying that, many flavors, such as tomatoes, are a little richer if it's not cold when you eat it. So store it in the refrigerator, but you may want to let it warm up a bit to closer to room temperature to really enjoy all those flavors. So aronia berries, the other thing, of course, you can do is you could raise your own. They're pretty easy. They don't require much special soil. They don't require much water. They, you know, unless you're going to go into the business of growing acres, they're pretty easy. You just put them in the ground and let them grow. It does take a couple of years before they start producing. And the other positive thing about them is they're pretty. In the fall, they turn really pretty orange leaves, and there are actually some varieties that are just landscape plants. But this way you can have really nutritious fruit plus a good-looking shrub or multi-shrubs in your yard. Aronia berries, if you need more information, you can certainly give me a call. You can go to website if you have access there. There's lots of information. And one of the experts on aronia berries is our own Eldon Everhart. Those of you who are familiar with horticulture know that Eldon Everhart was the Iowa State University horticulturist here in the area and is still around giving us advice. So he is one of the top experts. Aronia berries, why would you want them? Well, hopefully you've been thinking about it now. Until next time, here's a thought. Character is the result of two things, mental attitude and the way we spend our time.